Well, all eyes are on the big game this weekend as the Cincinnati Bengals take on the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 56. And this year, about 45 million more Americans will be able to legally wager on the game compared to their home state compared to 2021. So Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan stops by to break down all the numbers. Alexis, expected to be a big one this Sunday, right?
Ever growing, at least on the betting front. And that's thanks to a 2018 Supreme Court ruling, as a matter of fact, that struck down a federal ban on most sports betting outside of Nevada. So since last year alone, 10 additional states have rolled out legal sports betting markets. And what huge markets these are. Now let's talk about what that means for Sunday's game. The American Gaming Association estimates that $7.6 billion will be spent in wagers on this year's Super Bowl. That's a 78% jump over 2021, when wagers totaled about $4.3 billion. Now, legal bets, as you might guess, is a really different story, yet still expected to see a huge jump. PlayUSA estimates that legal U.S. wagers could top $1 billion this year in online and retail bets. So let's take a look at these states that allow for now betting, and particularly I want to drill down on mobile sports betting that has generated so much of this growth, and also to give a little bit of the legal landscape here about what you can and cannot do on this front. Now, there are 22 states plus Washington, D.C. that have legalized the mobile sports betting, and that's opposed to the 33 states and D.C. where sports betting is legal in brick and mortar locations. Now, so far, 20 of the states that have legalized the mobile sports betting are operational. There are a couple that are still trying to get up and running, namely Maryland and Florida. Their mobile markets are not yet active. And then you have Florida there, where all sports betting is currently subject to some court challenges. So we'll see how that shakes out in the coming months. Louisiana, for its part, it has 9 parishes that outlaw wagers. But for the most part, mobile gaming is okay in that state. Now, here's your PSA for this segment. Do not try to fool the mobile gaming apps. The wagering software, I'm told, uses geofencing and pinpoints your location down to your address. Therefore, no wagering, even on mobile devices, can take place across state lines. It is all intrastate. So even if you think of perhaps using a VPN to sidestep the tracking, nope, that's illegal. And a lot of these gaming softwares, they're sophisticated enough to just shut you down if you do try that avenue. So play it safe. There's going to be a lot of betting going on, and this is going to be a record-breaking year, guys.
Alexis, can we see your shirt? We were debating whether I was like, which team is she rooting for?
This is not the year.
There is a B in it playing this year, but you know, it's unfortunately not this one. I'm still ever rooting.
I appreciate the loyalty. Going back to that map that you were just showing us, there's a big gray zone right where the Super Bowl is being played. So can you talk about that? Because there's been a lot of warnings that have gone out to say, if you're headed to the Super Bowl, you cannot bet in the state of California.
Right, you can't. And look, there are so many blogs out there that I've perused to say, is there a way around this? And I'm told that no, that this software is very sophisticated, that you will be shut down. It is against, you know, if it's against the law in your state, it's against the law. So you cannot get on your mobile device and try to VPN or otherwise sidestep your way through a wager. Now, some of these states do allow wagers at brick and mortar locations where they don't in mobile. On a mobile device. So play it by the rules, I would say. This is still really nascent area, obviously, in developing law. But no one wants to have their bet taken back, especially if you're a winner in one of these circumstances, because it was an illegal bet, I'd say.
Absolutely not. A good warning there. Loyal Bears fan, Alexis Keenan, joining us with that. Thanks so much for that.